Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault. In the following presentation, David Lee, CalCASA's Director of Prevention Services, interviews Christy Chung from the Respect for All Project.
Can you describe what the Respect for All Project is?
So it's a program of GroundSpark, which is a social justice media and educational organization. It's a nonprofit. We make films and build educational campaigns around them.
What is the goal of Respect for All?
The Respect for All project within GroundSpark is a program that's specifically looking at K-12 schools and addressing bias issues, family diversity, looking at bullying, and really trying to help create safe, inclusive learning environments for young people so that they can succeed and be the best they can be in this world as adults.
Well, I had a chance to be able to meet you a few months ago at a Violence Against Women forum over in Sacramento, California, where you were talking about your work, how it would be able to relate to doing dating violence and sexual violence prevention work. Can you describe how these efforts intersect with the issues of dating violence and sexual violence prevention?
One of the things that we've always done is really look at sort of situating our work in multi-bias, multi-issue frameworks so that we're looking at, as we're going into a school and working with folks to help create safe and inclusive learning environments, what are sort of the issues that are coming up and how is bias playing out? And one of the pieces we took a look at, especially in terms of middle school, is bullying. What's happening around bullying in a school environment and sort of in the movement in general. And one of the things we found was that a lot of times the issues of bias and equity are not being addressed when we're talking about bullying. And so not looking at how gender plays out, how race plays out, how sexual orientation, how homophobia plays a part in the way in which bullying dynamics happen, and including how sexual harassment, how dating violence, how it occurs in relationships. And that's one of the pieces that we address as we're looking at bullying and trying to create an environment where young people feel like they can be safe and bullying is not occurring anymore. The other piece that we do a lot of work around is diversity and building the capability of adults in school environments to really support and create spaces where everyone feels included. So really asking them to take some time to look at how do they participate in creating an environment that includes everyone. So does their curriculum really include all of the different communities around race and culture? Are they really supporting folks in their community? And how are they supporting healthy relationships between young people?
In Prevent Connect, we spend a lot of time talking about primary prevention of domestic violence and sexual violence. Mm-hmm. In order to do that, we must examine some of the root causes. What I am impressed with, the work that I have seen, is that you're being able to look at questions in a real sophisticated way that's really appropriate for the audience of working with young people. When you showed excerpts from Straight Laced, you really were able to explore the issues of gender, gender identity, and the intersections with issues of violence and homophobia. Can you describe the work with Straight Laced?
Earlier I was talking about our work in middle schools with Let's Get Real. That's one of our films that we've built some curriculum around. Our newest film is Straight Laced, which is geared towards high school students, although some folks in middle school are starting to use it in clips there. And Straight Laced is a film that really takes a look at how gender expectations, gender roles, and the ways in which young people are experiencing gender these days, how that affects their lives and either limits their ability to be who they really are or puts them in sort of risky positions and encourages them to have risky behaviors that are not healthy for them, whether it's having to have lots of sex with specific people of opposite genders because you don't want to be called gay. How you're supposed to behave if you're a guy, how you're supposed to behave with girls, and whether it's okay to be friends or not be friends. It takes a look at the big picture, but also sort of the continuum of how young people identify in terms of gender. And I think that's changing a lot for young people now. I think young people are really taking a look at their own gender identity and gender expression and playing with that a lot more than I think I know I did or was allowed to. And I think that's having an impact on young people because there's still this way in which it's a little bit scary. And so there's this having to keep each other in a certain box and having these expectations of if you're a guy, you're supposed to act like this, you're supposed to wear this. If you're a girl, you're supposed to act like this and wear this. And if you don't, what happens to you when you go outside of that? And so I think, you know, there's some really painful results of what that looks like. You know, definitely suicide is a piece of that. Violence in intimate relationships is part of that. Sexual harassment is a huge part of that, and not just between guys and girls, but between same-sex folks. So I think that the way in which it's playing out straight-laced, what we're good at, I think, is starting conversations and sparking dialogue and getting folks to come to the table to have conversations about what does that look like and how do we change that so that everyone feels like they can be their full selves.
Well, I'm glad that you talk about what you're good at, and that I really agree that you that indeed the work of primary prevention is the work about how do we create culture change and how do we change the norms about behavior, and an important part of that is sparking conversations and being able to move forward and begin dialogues, and for prevention educators to think about how they can, what can help them be able to do that, engage in that process. So the work that the Respect for All Project have includes the use of the films, and then you have developed curriculums, right?
Right. What we do is we, you know, we make our film, and the films are all documentaries. They're all young people sharing their experiences, so it's not adults telling young people what they should feel and how they should address it, but really peers trying to talk to each other about what it's like. And then we build educational campaigns around those films, and that includes building curriculum that can be used in schools and after-school programs with youth service providers for young people to really be able to take the lead, and hoping the adults will make space and value and honor youth leadership in this work. We also build the educational campaign around who should be engaged in these conversations and really feel that it has to be a community-wide effort and a school-wide effort. Otherwise, you're not going to really move the conversation or really be able to have the cultural change that you are hoping to have when you are launching this prevention work.
In the work, and I know that you're beginning to explore how to integrate this into dating violence and sexual violence prevention efforts, how do you see as indicators of the success of your products and processes?
When we do this work, we're really looking at who's engaged in the conversation, how are you engaging folks in that conversation, and how are you bringing people in to do that work together so that it's not just program in a box or a training in a box, but it's really taking a look at whatever that community is, whether it's the school community or school district or the entire county. What are the needs of the communities there? And there can be lots of different needs. And how do you make sure that not only are you addressing maybe the specific teen dating violence or sexual harassment piece that you're looking at, how are you also engaging all of the pieces of the community in that, and how do they intersect with each other? When we look at gang violence, we often are isolating the issues, and really what's happening in gang violence is also dating violence and sexual harassment. It's huge. When we're looking at gang violence, we're looking at also the pieces of bullying that's happening and the racial dynamics that are happening within that. I think we have to be looking at engaging folks in fuller conversations that look at the intersections of all the different ways in which violence plays out, and especially with our youth. When we're looking at how successful are we being, is how are we engaging everyone in that conversation? And really looking at how are they implementing those conversations and taking them to the next step so that it's long-term work. It's not going to happen overnight. You can't do one training and then expect the culture in that school to change or in that community to change, you really have to be committed to doing long-term work and committed to those conversations and looking at what really is going to work in that community.
If someone wanted to find out more about the Respect for All project, where would they go?
They would go to our website, which you can download some of our curriculum guides. You can purchase our films. You can also stream them if you want to just take a look at them. There are clips of the films so that you can see which one is the best fit. Please give us a call. We do lots of technical assistance over the phone, but we also do workshops and professional development for adults who are working with youth. One of the pieces that's really important to us is making sure that the adults in youth environments are responsible and are really engaged in the conversation so that youth feel supported by their adult allies.
Great. So if someone wants to visit your website, it's at groundspark.org, and then just click on the Respect for All project, and we'll be able to get a great chance to learn more about these materials. Well, thank you, Christy, for taking the time today to talk to us and learn about the resources that you have available to assist us in the prevention of dating violence and sexual violence.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.